Tucked into the bioterrorism legislation is a provision that could also affect people's health, but it has nothing to do with chemical or biological warfare. NPR's Joanne Silberner says it does have to do with funding the Food and Drug Administration.
The bioterrorism bill includes the renewal of something called the Prescription Drug User Fee Act. It greatly increases the fees that drug companies pay to the FDA to get their drugs considered. That method of financing started back in 1992. Democratic Senator Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts told other senators yesterday that back when the government was the sole funder of the FDA, new drug evaluations took too long.
Before user fees were enacted, FDA was short-staffed and underfunded. Every beneficial drug delayed because FDA had insufficient staff to act promptly represented a therapeutic opportunity denied to patients and to consumers.
User fees have helped cut approval times from 2.5 years or more to a year or less. Now drug companies pay more than $300,000 for each drug they want considered. With the new legislation, they'll pay nearly $500,000. Consumer advocates have never been comfortable with the idea of user fees. Amy Alina is with the National Women's Health Network.
This deal makes the FDA increasingly dependent on drug companies for its money. That is not the relationship you want between a regulatory agency and the industry it's responsible for overseeing.
Even Kennedy, a proponent of the user fee, says there have been problems.
Only 1.6% of drugs approved from 1993 through 1996 were withdrawn for safety reasons. Over 5% of drugs approved from 1997 through 2000 were withdrawn due to safety.
So the new legislation includes $76 million over the next 5 years to monitor new drugs more closely. Monitoring has been a sore point with consumer groups and even some within the FDA, because although it's required for most new drugs, it doesn't happen very often. Most of the time, companies just don't supply the information they're supposed to. The new bill allows the agency to publicize which new drugs have unanswered safety questions. Consumer advocate groups are happy about that. But Amy Alina says they're still unhappy about how the Prescription Drug User Fee Act got put into a bioterrorism bill.
This is a very important piece of legislation, probably the most important bill for drug safety that this Congress has dealt with. And it's being attached to the bioterrorism bill and passed with no Senate hearings and very little input from the public. First, the FDA and the drug companies worked out their deal in secret, and then the Congress worked out their conference report without hearings or public discussion.
A couple of hotly debated proposals failed to make it into the final bill. Many legislators wanted to codify an FDA policy that requires pharmaceutical companies to test most new drugs on children. Some also wanted to create a user fee system for medical devices such as CAT scanners. Several legislators have promised to bring up both those proposals later this year. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.